Welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Broadcasts. My name is Tim Spies. The title of this message is The Christian Way versus The Way's Way. So as a matter of practice, before I get into the message, I'm going to state some basic facts about reality in the U.S. and many nations concerning the real historical person of Joshua of Nazareth and his kingdom and what's going on in this world. So, truth is going away due to the belief called relativism. People knowing what is right versus wrong is going away due to relativism. Christians are badly deceived with hundreds of Christ created by the religious folks to justify their love for this world and their lack of courage to actually try and change anything, let alone speak Joshua's truths. People have little or no faith, but they do have lots of empty, powerless religious beliefs, philosophies, programs, doctrine, and entertainment to keep the frogs happy in the ever-warming water. People, including Christians, do not actually truly love one another. Individuals have no light to see by, nothing or no one to tell them the simple truth that because the deception is so great due to the falsehoods and lies put out by Christians, that the darkness is spreading fast and fewer are able to hear the voice of the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Please browse and read the website www.thepeacefulrevolution.info for more information on the previously stated facts. This is a follow-up message on the false gospel of Christianity versus the true gospel of Joshua of Nazareth. I'm going to be taking from a chapter in a new book that I'm in the process of publishing. The book is entitled Christianity, A Successful Failure, Finding Light in an Age of Darkness. So in that chapter, I address then the chapter I'm going to be pulling this information from, this content from, is called Which Gospel? So let's get into that and let's continue contrasting the effects of the true gospel of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth versus the false gospel of Christianity. So what we covered in the previous message was the gospel itself. This is the reality. This is the internal or existential reality of what the gospel means. But now we're going to look at some ramifications on how that affects how we live our lives, and we're going to contrast that to Christianity. So God, the designer and creator of human being, exists. That's a basic fact we need to acknowledge. This God can be known, and his will for us can be known. The best way to know this God and what he wants is by looking to his Son, as his life, words, and deeds were recorded in the four gospel books that were placed at the beginning of what people call the New Testament. To truly know God is how one attains to eternal life. That's what Joshua says in John chapter 17, verse 3. Eternal life is a better, enduring life that is entered into after one's body dies. The good news is that the Son of Man did the following for us. He, as we saw, paid a ransom for us to set us free from our cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness. And he invites us to take advantage of that ransom and offer of freedom through faith in him and the Father he reveals, not the Bible or other people. This Joshua taught us right versus wrong and how to treat other people. This Joshua of Nazareth, he showed us what real love is and how to live it out. Joshua will give us a new life and a new family that really loves us and cares for us if we are willing and others are willing to listen to him and do what he says. This is a great problem now because few are willing. And he has come, he has, and will continue to show us the way home to our Father by helping us change and leading us into the fullness of eternal life. The light teaches that our Father will forgive us for all our wrongs if we see our guilt, the worst wrong we have committed being ignoring him and his messenger or playing religious games as a substitute. And if we would ask him to forgive us with a sincere and remorseful heart, you know, he does not need or want or require some weird blood sacrifice to forgive us. If we will turn to our Father in faith during our time of remorse and to his appointed leader of mankind, Joshua of Nazareth, then we will be born from above, enter into life, and start the most amazing journey any human being can undertake. This journey is very difficult, but anyone can make it if they have but a little faith and a little love. While the journey is difficult, it is the best, most meaningful, and fulfilling journey human beings are called to enter into by our Creator. This is the sure hope of the good news of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth, as opposed to that false gospel, the Biblian's gospel of Christianity and the Christians. So let's continue to contrast Joshua's gospel to the Christian gospel from a different perspective to provide additional insight into this extremely important matter. So I'm going to read what the Christian gospel has people doing or believing versus what the gospel of Joshua and his teachings have people doing or believing. So the Christians believe that what the Christian leaders say, both dead and living, especially Paul, about God and their understanding of the Bible, a schizophrenic God who acts in love part of the time and in wrath and vengeance the other part of the time, and who sends people to eternal torment in hell. That's the Christian view, versus the view of the disciple of Joshua, is that we believe what Joshua says and place our faith in him and the Father he reveals by his own words only in the four gospel books. A Father who truly loves you and demonstrated that love by sending his Son to save us from ourselves. A God who is not a God of wrath and vengeance, who does not send people to an eternal torment in hell. Okay, the next point. The Christians say that you need to believe stuff about Christ in order to go to heaven, with virtually no consequences on why or how you live your life, including remaining popular with most people. Versus the disciples, we place our faith in the light and make him the leader of our life, with radical consequences on why we live our life and significant consequences on how we live our life, including being rejected and ostracized and persecuted by most people because of the unpopular truths we speak that are his truths that we repeat. So again, for the Christian view, the Christians go to a religious organization they call the church, support the religious organization and its work, partake in the rituals at the church. The religious organization's work is primarily to build a building for the people to meet in and to hear their leaders talk about God and to have programs that the people enjoy, and to build more organizations and buildings of the same sect or division or denomination. This work is secondary or tertiary for over 95% of the people, who merely give money to accomplish this work, while all the people's primary work is making money for themselves in regular, quote, secular careers or regular jobs, working for money, in order to be comfortable in this world just like the rest of the population of the planet, no matter what label people take. Contrast that to Joshua's teachings and the disciples, where we live out the command, the new command, with other disciples, truly loving and caring for each other, thus sharing his life together and doing his work together. God's work is to bring the leader and his truth and love and spiritual healing and thus life to other human beings and to help them do the same for others. This life and work is the primary work for close to 100% of the disciples who are engaged in a flock or a family together. Back to the Christian view. The Christians say, do not do bad things. Don't hurt yourself or other people when unjustified. That's in contrast to the disciple of Joshua's view, where we're living out the new command and loving one another is primary, as is lived out by helping one another in daily life. That's a contrast. Another contrast. The Christians say, do these things, that is, the religious rituals, the belief, remembrance, and abstention from gross sins of commission, and you will enter into heaven. That's the Christian view. Contrast that with the view of the disciples or of Joshua of Nazareth is, do these things, that is, actually love other people and care about what is true and right, and thus be a model and a change agent in this world, and you shall live, and that life will not end with the death of your body, and all the love you tried to express to others in your life will remain and grow in the next. So, dear listeners, this contrast should be remarkable to you. It should be used to understand the very important concept of faith versus beliefs, and the concept of placing one's faith in the correct thing or person. So, what is the end result of these two gospels, of these two ways, the Christian way versus the way's way. Of course, Joshua called himself the way when he said, I am the way, really home to our Father, all the truth that matters, and everlasting life itself. So what's the end result of these two ways? For those who choose Christianity's gospel, its end result is the successful failure that covers the earth at this time, as well as individuals' self-condemnation for those who participate in it. Let me say that again. For those who choose Christianity's gospel, its end result is the successful failure that covers the earth at this time, as well as individuals' self-condemnation for those who participate in it. That which calls itself the church is really nothing more than a religious social club that is built on Paul or the Hebrew scripture author's teachings. It is a group of people that feed themselves and is judged as successful by its own members and the world of which they are a part, based on if the organization gives them what they want: nice music, good moral or emotionally touching messages, good children's programs, assurance of going to heaven, etc. The amount of money it controls, and through that, and what money can buy, and the number of people it controls or influences. That's how it's viewed as successful. For those who choose Joshua's good news, the result is a meaningful life, a life truly well lived, an exceptional life, and a difficult life with the same pattern of treatment, reception that Joshua himself received while he was here on this earth. So, dear listeners, you just heard some important truth from the new book, Christianity, A Successful Failure, Finding Light in an Age of Darkness. Once the book becomes available, I will let you know, and I hope it will be spread out widely. It will be available in both print and electronic versions. Until next time, let us be the change agent the messenger of the Creator and our Father calls us to be. Let us work together well for the food which does not perish, and thus be part of the latest peaceful revolution, led by the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Please contact me for more information on how you can become part of the peaceful revolution.